Episode 414, What Are You Holding On To?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. Welcome to Sweet Spirit Sunday. I pray that you are having a wonderful day, and I pray that the words that you hear are going to grace your heart, and it's going to be something that brings you comfort at a time maybe of need, and maybe you didn't know you need it, but this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are in the season of Easter, and that means for some of us, we're in the process of Lent. It's the preparation prior to Easter, the upcoming leading to. Now, not everyone practices Lent, but it's a good reminder that it's very important for us to be present in our day. God desires us to be present in our life. Are you being present in your life? Today, the question is, what are you holding on to? What burden are you carrying that needs to be surrendered to God? If you're not a believer, hey, that's okay. Don't turn me off. I want you to listen. Because it doesn't matter. We're not here to judge. I don't judge you. I know you're not judging me, or you still wouldn't be listening. But there's love here to be given. And I want you to receive that love. And even if you don't believe in God, that's okay. You're still welcome. And in fact, you can very easily think of this as, well, I'm giving it out to the world, or I'm giving it up. I'm just letting it go. You can interpretate this as you need it to, as it serves your purpose. Okay. So please hang in there with me, because I love you and I think you're precious. So when we hold on to things like situations and moments that we don't have control of, but we think we have control of when we hold on to them, that's how we control it. It's because, well, wait, if I'm always thinking about it, then I have control over my thoughts. I have control over my actions and what I'm doing. However, it's actually holding you down. It's the ball and chain effect. You are drowning in your own situation. You're beating yourself up, really, for no reason. We have a precious listener who has been challenged by a serious situation that was life-threatening, and it resulted in a surgery for her and losing a baby. Talk about brokenness and hurt and sorrow. It's all real. We're talking real life here, yet holding on does not give you power. In fact, it strips you of your power to live. You end up missing what is right in front of you. Her relationship with her husband, her own health, her relationship with Christ. I must say she's doing very well. She is healing. But we have these situations that happen in life. We have another woman who's experienced divorce right now from her husband. Divorce is hard no matter how we look at it. However, this was a little more complicated because it involves not only a child, but it involves an affair. And the situation itself, it's complicated because the other woman has children too. And with the divorce layouts, et cetera, it's just, it's tough. And the child understands what is going on. Life is tough. Sometimes we're faced with burdens and sorrows that we don't want to have happen to us. This woman who's experiencing this divorce, not only do you have the affair part of it, but what factors into it is that self-doubt of who you are. Who am I? Am I good enough? Was I not good enough? Did I not do things right? And the self-doubt sits in. And you begin questioning things. You question your reflection, you both on the inside and the outside. What must happen, as strange as it sounds, holding on only stifles living. You need to live in order to grow and prosper and flourish. And yes, God desires that for you. He doesn't want us hurting. He knows. He understands. He walked on this earth. He knows the pain. He knows hurt. He knows how it is to live in the hollows of life. You must be willing, though, to do the work. So, what are you holding on to that must be left at the foot of the cross? Think about it for a moment. And if you're not a believer, you too can still leave it at the cross. God wants to carry your crises and your burdens. He wants to take it all for you. He wants to heal your brokenness and give you strength and peace all through his love and his grace. He doesn't want you to suffer. He took that suffering for us. Now, sometimes, yes, we make choices in our life that we have to pay the consequences, and they're not always the good consequences. Sometimes they're the bad consequences. As raising children as a mom, you know that. Your child makes a mistake and they have to pay the consequences, good or bad. God is raising you. The thing is that what are you holding on to that you should not be holding on to? It's actually drowning you. It's got that ball and chain effect. And you're trying to move on. You're trying to do things in your life, but you just feel like you can't go anywhere. You feel heavy. The weight is so great that even when you're sitting down, it's like your shoulders have 300 pounds on them. And it has nothing to do with the number on the scale. Instead of making the choice for God to suffer through your days, what are you ready now to release to him? What do you need to let go of? What are you holding on to? Take a moment right now, and I want you to close your eyes for a minute. I want you to capture in your mind what you are holding on to, the negative, the bad, the ugly, the troubles, the trials, the tribulations that you're going through right now. And I want you to physically, through your mind, place it in your fist. Okay, so you're holding it right now. You're gripping onto it. You're holding it. Does that give you power? How does that feel? Think about it. Don't think this is some strange thing. I want you really to go there. What does it give you? Nothing. It holds you down even more. I want you to lift your fist outward, and I want you to let it go to God. Let it go right now. Release it. Lord, we leave these at your feet. You know the burdens that have been placed there right now. You know the sorrows, the hurts, the pains. Lord, we want you to take and carry them for us, Lord. We want to grow and learn and hold on to what is good. Lord, I pray today that you will give patience and faith to release the baggage solely to you. We praise you for bearing it all. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a prayer for you. Maybe that's a prayer that you need to adapt throughout your week. This is your life. Would you rather hold on to the good or be shackled by the bad? It's your choice. What do you choose today? The prayer we prayed is something that you can pray. Because we know life is not all about roses and daisies and beautiful sunrises and sunsets, even though, yes, it does make up a ton of it. And with Easter around the corner, we know beauty lies there. Hope is there. The flowers will eventually begin to blossom. The trees will begin budding. You'll begin to hear the birds chirping even louder. And the children will be giggling outside as they frolic and play. And the weather will get warmer. And the snow begins to melt. Fresh green grass appears. All so warming and inviting. You want to be there right now. But as we go through our life, we know something is better in front of us. But what usually happens is we get stuck in our own control. And we've got to hold on. We feel like, okay, I'm going to hold on to it. I got this, God. No, God's got this. God's got it better than you. This is Sweet Spirit Sunday. What better way to start off your week than letting it go and giving it over to Christ? Let him carry it. Let him take your baggage. Be willing then to do the work, continually giving back to him, growing within him. My prayers for you is that you will work throughout your week giving over your pain, your sorrow, your burdens, your marriage, your children, your life. God is here for you, and he wants to be a part of it. Let him walk with you today and your life's journey. Don't just, you know, kind of sit back and think, I got this. I got it all under control. If you think that, where's it getting you today? How far have you come? Are you living the best life ever? With no worries, no frustrations? No possibilities of financial constraints and, oh, yes, it's awesome. Or are you holding on to everything and it's not so great? And there's pain. There's forgiveness that needs to be given. Release it to God today. Let him carry that baggage. He is so much stronger than any of us. I, too, am releasing things. And it's very easy because it's our nature as a human to want to control. We want to hold on to, hold. Why? Because, well, part of it's our selfish nature. Don't be selfish. Let him be selfish with you. Let him take it. Let him carry you. Come as you are. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love. And lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.